This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know the old adage, use it or lose it, Google clamping down on people who are not using their Gmail, etc., because it's going to be inactive. So check on that just in case you have an account where you're actually receiving emails. Strange place to lead us, huh? An Illinois girl found in North Carolina 6 years after vanishing. What's that story about? It's a great ending, I'll tell you that. And then what's happening when it comes to the politics of raise the debt ceiling or what happens next? More meetings and apparently a little bit closer to perhaps some kind of a compromise, if you will, that may change the course of what's happening in D.C., at least temporarily. Everything is temporary. So let's start there. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging. Negotiating is such a big part of our world. When people tell me, well, I'm not in sales and I don't negotiate, yes, you do. At some point in your life, you're negotiating all the time for something. So this negotiation is one that could affect you. Top congressional leaders are saying they're optimistic after a meeting at the White House. So Biden cut his foreign trip short over this debt ceiling negotiation. There's a cozy picture of him and Kamala Harris sitting in the Oval with Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, having conversations about where was this all going. But it's the first time we've actually heard the words progress when the debt ceiling is mixed into the middle of this. In fact, McCarthy sounded very confident that an agreement would be reached ahead of the June 1st deadline to raise the borrowing limit or risk that global economic catastrophe. And there's been so much conversation about it. I say this show is about what affects you in your backyard and me and mine. And the debt ceiling and this conversation is part of it. I have a neighbor who said, screw it, let it go down the drain. I mean, let this be a lesson, I said to him. But it's a lesson that could affect your neighbors to the right of my neighbors to the left. And they're law-abiding, tax-paying citizens who are scared to death that it's going to hit them square between the eyes. And that's the fact that there are people that would absolutely be hurt if it's not raised. So it is possible that a deal could happen by the end of the week. In fact, McCarthy just kind of glibly said, it's not that difficult to get an agreement. He said, it's not that difficult to make that happen. And, of course, a big part of this is, and part of the discussion, they have to cut federal spending, roll back green energy programs, impose work requirements from some of the people who receive the benefits. McCarthy was really adamant about that. Biden had said for months Congress should just raise the debt limit without any policy concessions from the White House, but that's not happening. So with the government about to run out of money, now in this game of cat and mouse, it looks like McCarthy and a lot of the Republicans may have the edge on this, especially on the agreement to new work requirements on the federal programs, because this was a major, major sticking point. And it looks like if they can wiggle through by the end of the week, maybe it is the end of the week that this will happen. And it has to have those requirements, according to McCarthy. Otherwise, there's absolutely not going to be a deal here. And what does that mean? Let me give you an example of that. So work requirements on food stamps, for example. Some Republicans say, you know, it's ridiculous that there aren't any requirements on the food stamps. And you have some Democrats who are saying, well, that's wrong. Just to lower the amount of the national debt, give me a break. That's just absolutely ridiculous. How do you push people into poverty. And then the pushback is it's not pushing people into poverty. It's having a requirement for it. And we know the big number still is, and I've said this a million times, I'm sure this is a number you can all remember, $31 trillion. The debt limit is the max allowed by the government that they can borrow under the law, and it's $31 trillion. So if we don't do it, then we hit that economic wall, that rail. And trust me, it would be disastrous for way too many people if that were to happen. So if any spending cuts in the final deal, I think, aren't too dramatic, then the administration's going to cave for what they want, and they'll compromise in some other area, and then this will be able to happen. And how about this? How about moving forward, there's a way to reduce this panic and the constant domination of the debt ceiling over and over and over and over again, at least every other year. Right? I mean, there has to be a better way to work around this and not have this constantly be the drumbeat. But I've said that too often on the show. And if you've just joined for the first time, look, it is ridiculous, right? What are the five sticking points? What are the five things that you think the government should work on? And no, these are the top five things. If this is a business, here are the top five things that we need to work on. And certainly this is one of them. The border is the other issue. Just always the hot potato that gets passed around, bubbles up, there's some emergency, and then there's this push, this urge to figure out how do we solve this crisis when it was easier to try to solve or deal with decades ago, but laws weren't enforced. Blind eyes were turned in all directions, and it led to the problems that we're seeing. Although, at the border, not quite as many people, not quite as much of a surge as was predicted, which could be a good thing, unless it's just kind of a false valley, and then all of a sudden we see the uptick, the rise that happens. Certainly that's a possibility. So anyway, optimism running wild that this is going to happen, and any of the panic for people who were worried about checks being late or having problems accessing other money that is tied to the government, you might not have to worry about that. Some other quick hits from over this past day. We're just still in the beginning of the week, mid-May, almost coming up against next week, the tail end of the week, which would be the holiday, the Memorial Day holiday. This is something that is being talked about. It's the whole Google announcement. And what is the reason for that? Because maybe you do have some other search engine or you have another email address. But if you haven't logged into your Google account in a long time, you have to. They announced on Tuesday they're going to delete accounts that have been inactive for at least 2 years, a move the company says is intended to prevent security risks, and it takes effect immediately, but they're not going to delete accounts until December. They're going to send out multiple warnings, rolling warnings, that they're going to purge these inactive accounts in phases. So your email could be on the chopping block. Check it out. How about this girl that disappeared and then popped up thanks to a crime show that people were watching? What? I'll explain.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
In fact, the next segment, your thoughts, we dip into the mailbag, and then a great conversation with Marianne Graves and Brian Dietz. They were at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. It's a big day, the importance of infrastructure, the investment in America. There's been so much conversation about that. We certainly have had that conversation on these airwaves many times. And what John Deere is doing to help contractors answer the fundamental need for smarter safety and more, frankly, sustainable construction so the industry can shape what's happening in the future. And they're busier than ever. That's what the John Deere people told me, some pretty cool things that are happening. And I'll let you hear that coming up at the tail end of the hour. Then our next hour, oh, I hope you stick around. It's a great segment called UBIs. Ubiquitous bits of information when you look into the sky. That's going to be some of my UBIs. That's just a big hint there. Some people call it fun facts, but I like the ubiquitous bits of information because I'm just repeating it so that I see if I can trip over my tongue or not. So this was a big story. Can you imagine an Illinois girl, poof, gone with her mother 6 years ago? Now a teen, she was found in North Carolina, in fact, just outside. For 6 years, people searched for Kayla Unbehan. And she was, again, abducted by her non-custodial mother. She's 15 years old. She was found safe 600 miles away in North Carolina, reunited with her father in Illinois. The Asheville Police Department unraveled all of this. She was taken by her mother from South Elgin, Illinois, and then it was blasted all over the place. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children had her picture out there and everything about her out there. because Kayla's father had won full custody of her in 2017, and the mother was going to be allowed supervised visits. When they went to pick, when he went to pick up his daughter, he learned that she wasn't there, that there was no return trip from a camping trip. And that was what happened. She vanished in an instant, and there has been a big push to try and find her. I mean, look, there are nearly 360,000 reports of missing kids that were made to the FBI in 2022. And Saturday evening, she was spotted at a shop in Asheville by somebody who recognized her from an episode of Netflix Unsolved Mysteries. It's a series about parental abductions. So that person told a store employee. They then called the police, and the girl's mother was arrested Saturday and is now waiting extradition. So, wow, how about that? So meanwhile, the girl's father is overjoyed at seeing his daughter. She's home safe. And it just goes to show you how in an instant when something's popular, and that is a very popular show, I've actually seen a couple episodes of it, that it's somebody who's a watcher and sees it and sees it could remember a face like that. And let me tell you, she looks very different to me than when she was nine. So a lot changes in those years, and there's some similarity in her face enough. And they show renderings and drawings and stuff, but there was enough of it that this person saw it and said, saw her and said, this is this missing kid. That had to be such a strange, but exciting moment for her father, who was petrified. I mean, they knew that obviously the mother in their struggles had taken off with the daughter, but you, when you have no idea without a trace what's happened, and you have people on it, and they can't come up with anything, and then all of a sudden this happens. What an incredible moment that had to be for that father. It's so sad that these stories happen, you know, in the first place, right? If you think about it, like, why did that have to happen? But the mother was desperate and felt like, okay, I've lost this. I've lost her. I have no recourse. I'm going to do it. I mean, I don't want to get inside her head, but pretty much that's the way I understand it. And I've talked to other people about these kinds of stories and that happening. But wow, what an interesting moment for that to happen. All right, let's go to David, who's listening to us in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Yeah, greetings, Kate. Long time no talk.
Yes, how are you? Are you doing well?
Well, yes and no. I work in the convention centers, and just yesterday I talked to a whole bunch of different people, at least five different people who caught COVID in a show about 2 weeks ago. So just a reminder that it's not over. Just because big money says get back to work doesn't mean the disease has to obey big money. And what's dangerous about the convention center is we invite people from all over the country, all over the world, to come to a convention, and then it can get spread very quickly.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very sad. You know, there are six different unions down there. I'm in one. And at least five people from my union alone caught it from one show about 2 weeks ago. It was called RSA, a big computer show.
Wow.
Computer security show. So, yeah, keep your eyes on the ball. But, yeah, you mentioned infrastructure. During COVID, the infrastructure bill got reintroduced a whole bunch of times.
Yep.
And the opportunity was there. Interest rates went down to zero, and the U.S. government could have borrowed money, or, you know, bond issues were well available to do infrastructure development. Fixing highways were coming in at so fast because nobody was driving road repairs were coming in way ahead of schedule and way under budget. And so America could have fixed its locks and dams, its highways, its airports, its whatever project it was. The schools and libraries could have been repaired because nobody was using them at the time. Roof repairs could have been done. But the Republicans fought it every bit of the way, and they refused. They pretended that they were conservatives, but a real conservative would have danced if they were offered 0% interest to be able to put together repairs on America at 0% and faster than ahead of schedule. And so the opportunity is here right now. As you're probably aware, the Saudis have decided to cut off pumping oil, and so America is going to be faced with rising oil prices.
Yeah,
and we could do infrastructure repairs on bus systems. We could. I just took a trip on Amtrak a week or so ago. And it's fantastic, riding through the mountains, seeing the snow, playing games with people on the train, catching up on projects on the laptop. It was, a great opportunity. I got there ahead of schedule and under budget, and it's just fantastic. I think I went 800 miles for $67.
Wow.
And you can't really do that with a car nowadays.
No.
So it's. America owns a train system. America owns streetcars all over America, bus systems. Here in San Francisco, we take advantage of all of the restaurants that are out here have to dump their grease. And so we're using that to make biodiesel. And, clean air diesel buses are run on biodiesel. We're not addicted to Saudi oil or Saudi diesel. And, the infrastructure bill for a whole lot of counties or states or regions could be all of a sudden jumped on if the Republicans would get off their fat butts and get some work done. And the gas prices are going to start to rise pretty quickly. You know, as soon as those oil, as soon as the Saudis cut it off, you're going to see the prices jump before the ships even get here. So it, just going to give that opportunity.
You make a good point, David. We're almost up against it. Thanks for checking in. And what you threw up about the 0%, you're 100% right. But it's that positioning, it's that political positioning, and that's how that happened. Because you think about it, you think about the problems. It's like you've seen these shots of Schwarzenegger fixing all the potholes near his house in Beverly Hills, because it's so bad that even the potholes, the roads, the construction projects, things that have been put on ice. Good points. Mailbag next.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
It's not that difficult to get to an agreement.
That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had to say after meeting with President Biden and other congressional leaders about raising the debt limit. But he said both sides are still far apart.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curb our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said both sides agree a default would be the worst outcome. For the first time in 2 months, retail sales are on the rise. The Commerce Department reporting today that spending on cars, food, and gas increased 0.4% last month. And there's been a recall issued on 2014 through 16 model year Jeep Cherokee vehicles. Automaker Stellantis, Jeep's parent company, says the power liftgate on the vehicles could catch fire even if the vehicle is off. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
The mailbag. You got some really interesting things on your mind, America and beyond our borders. Yes, there's people listening to us in Spain. There's people listening to us in the UK. Down under, people are listening, like Brad and his crew. Thanks for sending me the attaboy. And also, like I said, in Spain, in Barcelona, we have Jose, who said, "Hey, Kate and listeners of America Tonight, we are listening here in my office. I'm a technical person," and that's all he said. He said, "Gracias. Gracias for the work." So there you go. All right, here's what Joseph had to say. Joseph said, "Hey, Kate, I heard you talking about your book, Invade the Man Cave, and I know you mentioned food on the big day in the NFL Super Bowl and the amount of pizzas, an insane amount of dips and guacamole and all that stuff. And it kind of made me think, as much as I could rant about a million other things that are happening in the country that has real teeth in it, I think I would like to lighten it up a little bit more. I, like you, have been to a lot of stadiums and different ballparks and whatnot, and it amazes me the kinds of food that you can get. I was recently in Los Angeles, and I went to a Dodger game, and boy, they had Greek-loaded fries. They had a falafel bowl that was actually inside like a Dodger dish, and it was halfway decent. The price was not cheap, but the food was actually pretty good. I went with my wife, And she was the one who got the corn dog. And the corn dog even had hot Cheeto dust on it. Can you imagine? I took a bite. It was actually pretty decent. So I was wondering, of the places that you've been, who serves up the biggest and best grub? Well, there's kind of two different things there, biggest and best. So the Texas Rangers have something called a broomstick dog. It's so crazy ridiculously big. When I see people walking to their seats with it, it's like you need two guys to carry it. And it's a hot dog. It's like incredibly long. Five people can eat it, and you can put whatever you want on your section. And it's so popular. And I don't know if other ballparks do it, but I saw it there, and I know that it's one of the things that people get when they go to Texas and they go and see a Ranger game just outside of Dallas. And best food, gosh, anymore, kind of like your experience with the Dodgers, you could get what I call foofy food or just the grubby grub food, so meaning a hot dog, a ballpark hot dog or hamburger or whatever. And I guess because I'm from Philly, the Citizens Ballpark has good cheesesteaks. They do. It's authentic. If you were touring ballparks and you just flew in and out for a game, you wouldn't have to make the trip to South Philly other than at the stadium, because you could get a very good, authentic cheesesteak right there in the stadium. And so I think that's one of the best places to get a cheesesteak. So that's what I would say about that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Will, and Will says, Kate, wow, it is so ridiculous how insane people have become out there. I just saw the story about the security advisor and the fact that somebody broke into his house. He woke up in the middle of the night, and there's somebody in the house. And we're just learning about this, but how scary is it? I mean, it'll get to the point where people don't want to be part of the political process for fear of what could happen to their lives with these weird home invasions and being targeted in other ways. And to me, I think, I don't know what the answer is, but I think it seems like the nerves are so frayed that, and people are so out of control that anything is possible at any time. And I think what you're talking about, by the way, is you're talking about Jake Sullivan. And that happened about 3 a.m. in April. Somebody confronted him, actually. And so what he immediately told the person to leave. And I guess there weren't signs of forced entry, so that is also kind of creepy, though, too, right? And this person wasn't detected by agents, because there were agents guarding because he's a national security advisor. There were agents guarding the house. To me, that's even a bigger deal. Secret Service. I mean, he has round-the-clock Secret Service detail. But the agents outside the house were unaware that an intruder had gotten inside the house. And they didn't know until the man already left and Sullivan came out to tell them. I guess the person was drunk and confused about where he was. So maybe this was just a freaky accident, weird thing. And it's a security breach and it's significant. And you can bet some heads rolled at the Secret Service, because that's the whole idea. I mean, look, he's got additional security for a reason, right? So somehow some protocols were deviated from or something. Luckily, he was unhurt, and everybody in the White House was made aware of what had happened. I mean, national security advisors, previously national security advisors were provided Secret Service protection only when they traveled outside the D.C. area. But that changed when there was that 2021 Iranian plot to assassinate John Bolton. The then retired national security advisor had served under President Trump. So because of that, they just decided across the board, okay, this is what we have to do. And then you saw what happened with Nancy Pelosi, an intruder breaking into her house and then hammering her husband and then, of course, Paul Pelosi, and how did that happen? So anymore, there are the Secret Service, which has faced some pretty big challenges in trying to keep up with the roster of people they have to protect, which, by the way, is also taxpayer money. But what do you do? I mean, listen to this. Before, and when I knew you asked this question, I looked this up. Before September 11th, the terrorist attacks, the Secret Service only protected 18 people, including the president and the vice president. But then the number started to swell. And now the Biden administration, 27 people, and that includes the president's grandchildren, right? And anyone high profile, absolutely, they have protection. All right, we move on to Bob, who says, hey, Kate, listening to you here in New Orleans, I love it when you talk about your trips to the Big Easy. I say this is one of the best places to live in the U.S. I happen to see a list of places that this annual list that comes out in U.S. News and World Report of the best places to live. And for goodness sake, one of the places, or the number one spot, was Green Bay, Wisconsin. I have to disagree with that. Would you want to live in Green Bay, Wisconsin? No offense to our cheesehead friends out there listening. No, I wouldn't want to live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I traveled there once with the Cowboys. The people were lovely, and I like Wisconsin. I've been to some great places in Wisconsin, like Madison, and all over the state, there's some beautiful areas. But the reason it's number one, you got to understand, it's housing is affordable. It's got low crime. The air quality is off the charts. So, it's different than living in Washington, D.C., downtown Chicago, Los Angeles, where you can't even breathe, and they have smog alerts all the time. And so that's why. And there's craft breweries. There's outdoor things to do when it's nice, warm and cold things. And they're not in a natural disaster risk area. So, of course, it's going to be up there. You know what's interesting to me because of this question? Green Bay was, for 23-24, Green Bay, Wisconsin was number one. Two was Huntsville, Alabama. I know someone that lives in Huntsville, and they love it. And they moved from Illinois. Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina, great areas. I almost moved there once. Boulder, Colorado, I've been there. I like it. Sarasota, Florida, very close to what I'm dealing with. Naples, Florida, I get it. Portland, Maine made the list. Charlotte, North Carolina, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Fayetteville, Arkansas. So that's your top places to live. And so much of that is affordability, all the things that I mentioned. Although if you look at Sarasota and Naples, they're in hurricane country. So from the weather point of view, that's just a tad different. And at this point, anybody looking into buying a house, it's going to be about the interest rates. And depending on where they're moving from and are they selling a house there and all of it, you can see that the markets have definitely slowed down. All right, and then this one is from Mary. She says, hello, Kate. I am so concerned about AI. You know what? I'm a technical person. I think that ChatGPT has some very good sides, but all in all, it's dangerous when you look at automating so many things and you look at automated bots and how much of that is trapping us on the internet. Be careful out there, people. When you're not paying attention, you could get spammed because everything looks real these days. That's how good it is. All right, you can send me your thoughts day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I was there with them. They are right now on the National Mall with manufacturers and associations to talk about the importance of supporting infrastructure. Boy, we talk about that a lot, and the need for investment in communities all over the country. So Brian Dietz is with us. He's a part of a family-owned and operated residential and commercial evacuation services company based out of New York. And then we have Marianne Graves, Global Manager of Production System Product Management and Portfolio for Earth Moving. Wow, that's a mouthful, but sounds really cool. For John Deere, my favorite. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Marianne, let's talk with you. From your perspective, when you look at what's happening with John Deere and you look at the need for infrastructure, what's your point of view on all this?
Yeah, and we have this awesome opportunity this week to be on the National Mall and talk about how important the construction industry is and investing in the infrastructure around us. It's so critically important to, you know, attract talent to our industry and share, right? Like how impactful and important it is. So, you know, to your point, why do we have to invest? It's the roads we drive on every day. It's the sidewalks we run on every day. So we're really here to educate both the public and the policy about all of the amazing things happening in the construction industry.
Yeah. And Brian, you're there on the front line. So your family is doing it. What are you seeing a lot of happening in your area?
So there's a lot of growth happening, but there's more growth needed. What's exciting is that John Deere is really fitting the needs of the customer, as the contractors They're providing us with tools that we need to, you know, to really work on that infrastructure and grow the communities throughout the Northeast where we work.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, when I think of John Deere, I think of the, obviously, the equipment and how much better it's gotten. Of course it has, with innovation, technology, et cetera. Marianne, from your point of view, I'm going to ask you both this. What do you think is exciting happening at John Deere with what we're talking about with infrastructure and so much movement and how necessary it is?
Yeah, you really teed that up well, because what Deere's doing, you know, we mentioned, you know, we're here to share a story of being smarter, safer, and more sustainable. So you're going to see all of the solutions we're delivering to the market, helping people like Brian, right, be smarter on the job site, meaning our machines are more productive with less experienced operators. We're safer. So we want to send people, you know, home the same way they came to work every day. So you're going to see camera technology, machine learning solutions. It's really incredible what we're doing on our machines. You know, we still have, you know, mechanical, and we're putting construction equipment in the market, but the technology that's coming in is second to none. And it's really, really changing and making the industry so much better.
Yeah. Brian, talk about using that technology. What's your favorite thing that you deal with?
Oh, there's so much, but I think one of the favorite for me has got to be SmartGrade, John Deere's solution for location on the job site. So using satellites to link with the machines, so an operator can be in the machine, he looks on his monitor, he sees exactly the location of that machine, not only the X and the Y, or the, you know, the actual location, but also the Z, so the elevation of that bucket or that blade, allowing them to be efficient, reduce rework. Really allows a younger, less experienced operator to be able to attain the same results as a seasoned operator. And that to me is very exciting. That's never been seen before. And it's really closing the gap and helping with the labor shortage that we're experiencing right now in this country.
Yeah, and talking about the labor shortage, you know, your family company was founded in the 70s, and now you think of where we are today. It seems like to me you would be busier than ever. Is that right?
We absolutely are. Yeah. Work is, there's no shortage of work. And we have, it's exciting to see the younger generation really take to the technology. There's been a swing away from blue collar work, away from construction, and now that pendulum is swinging the other way. And we are very excited to see young ones come into the trades, into the construction world. And I think one of the most exciting things is how much technology there is available that is, you know, really helping them and encouraging them. And it's exciting to use these equipment and these machines that they can relate to, and they pick it up so fast. So it's something that we really encourage people to take a second look at. And that's what's been one of my favorite things we're 2.5 days into a 3-day event here, and we've seen so many young ones come through the booth, teenagers, but even the small children. Maybe for the very first time, they're able to climb on a machine, sit in an excavator, crawl in a skid steer, and sit in there, and you see the excitement on their face. You see that, and hopefully they can continue that, and we can grow that through education, and it really encourages them to join this industry.
Yeah. Marianne, what's interesting is I speak a lot in this arena, and what's exciting, and, you know, probably Brian sees this too, is there's more women that are realizing there's opportunities there. There's more young girls that are getting involved in it. That's pretty cool, right?
I couldn't agree more, right? So when I look at, you know, me being, you know, a marketing major, never imagining I'd be in the construction industry, and 18 years later, I'm still here, and there's no place I'd rather be. And so I didn't grow up in the construction, but, that's why I would encourage everybody, right? You know, old, young, to your point, male, female, whatever it is, to really consider and look into the construction industry, because it's a really exciting place to be right now.
All right. If we want to go for more information about John Deere, where do we go, Marianne?
Yeah, absolutely. Hit johndeere.com/construction and you'll find all of the information that you need to come join us in the construction industry.
Well, thank you both very much, Brian and Marianne. Appreciate it.
No, thanks for having us.
Much appreciated.
See, even though there was some mention of technology, some of the advancements that have started to work so well for John Deere and equipment, how that has morphed and changed. Different, though, when we're talking about, you know, chat, GPT, and AI, and what does that mean? And, we had a question in the mailbag about that I talked about, and you on the Hill you had OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, who actually was calling for extensive regulation, including some sort of a new government agency that will be charged with licensing AI models. So it was a pretty sobering account that he presented in the ways of artificial intelligence and the damage that could happen, what the harm would be to the world. This was his first congressional testimony, and it was interesting the willingness, I think, that he had to work with lawmakers to address the risk presented by his company, ChatGPT, which people have gone crazy for, and other AI tools. One of the things he said is that you have to be worried about is distorted reality and the unprecedented safety hazards that this can create, like ChatGPT, the one-on-one interactive disinformation, and how emotionally it would be manipulative. And one of the things he said that I paid attention to is he acknowledged AI could be used to target drone strikes. So if the technology, like he said, goes wrong, can go quite wrong, and imagine how easy it would be if that worked to what you could do with drones. I mean, this was 3 hours on the Hill. He talked about the company is going to release more technology, but they were trying not to be reckless, and that the AI models give institutions time to understand potential threats. And, you know, technology is deeply imperfect, and it uncovers things. So this was the first time we've really had this kind of discussion. I mean, look, Washington is already looking at ways to regulate a technology that's upending jobs, empowering scams especially, and spreading falsehoods. That also is very, very, very big. So while the Internet is the wild, wild west, this is just the tip of where we're at with AI. What can be done to specifically watch and have some sort of oversight of artificial intelligence? So the traction that's gained is not the kind of traction that is threatening. That's going to take a long time. Because you think about Cambridge Analytica siphoning the data of 87 million Facebook users. Remember that? 2016 elections. And there is bipartisan support, agreement that AI presents a threat, but there's no rules to govern it or its use at this point. But asking the hard questions at the beginning is a step in the right direction. Thanks, Jeremy Paulson, for his fine work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Be safe, be sane, be happy, friends. This is the way.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Feel Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.